25 years ago, Will Oldham released his first record of plaintive twangy Americana under the name Palace Music. After rotating through that title and a handful of other names, he settled on the alias Bonnie Prince Billy in 1998 and has spent the subsequent decades releasing dozens of studio albums, EPs, live records, and singles. Oldham frequently delves into the work of others, spending entire records exploring the songs of the Everly Brothers, Merle Haggard, and more. Before his appearance at Mass Mocha in North Adams Saturday, Oldham spoke with WAMC about the sea change in his sound between the devastating, stark 2006 album The Letting Go and 2008's warmer Lie Down in the Light.
When there's only one thing I can do.
I think probably the biggest thing was the death of my father in that time, and so between those two records, he actually died just as The Letting Go was being prepared to be released. And you know, I had lost grandparents, but that was a first major intimate loss for me. So I'd done pretty good up to that point because I was in my, you know, mid-30s. And I think, you know, coming with that was an attempt to, you know, Lie Down in the Light being to some extent a play on the title for the William Styron Lie Down in Darkness, and, you know, and to oppose that and to say that any given moment is a good enough moment, a good enough point in time to lie down and absorb what positivity is available, because manufacturing or nurturing darkness or negativity, you know, it's like carrying coals to Newcastle. It doesn't need to be done. It will be done. Darkness will be manufactured for you, as will light. But turning yourself to the strength of, you know, your specific existence. It was time to do that.
How do you negotiate that in your art? That idea of avoiding fetishizing darkness while still exploring it and still living in it.
There's always been an effort to recognize ridiculousness, to recognize futility, to recognize humor. So to turn to examples like the Marx Brothers, who would take nothing seriously, and to always incorporate. You know, there's a Bonnie Prince Billy record, He's Down the Road. There's a song called Grand Dark Feeling of Emptiness. And when the song ends on the recording, there's a brief keyboard line that resembles sort of a Merry Melodies or a Warner Brothers cartoon line. It goes dun-dun-dun-dun to sort of accentuate the fact that it's, you know, you're allowed to double over in laughter at any point during the song. And there are lines in the song towards the end of the song where, you know, it's written in, where sort of a Louisiana / New York City accent is built into the lyrics. So it's, you know, it's written, you know, the word and the word heard are written void and hoid, just to remind people that we're not going super dark. We're not going to an irretrievable place and not asking for anybody to look into the harshest, most obscure corners of their soul when they're experiencing this music, but just to understand that those harsh corners are present, and should not be necessarily skirted around. But if you just walk to the other side of the room, you can potentially be in one of the brighter, more colorful areas that you have access to.
Who is God and what is God and what is he doing for you? Is it easy to pretend? Is it hard to look back at you?
In 2017, you released the single People Living, along with a music video that depicted it's footage from white nationalist rallies around America from the past few years. How do you engage with contemporary political events in your work, and what inspired that decision?
I mean, the bulk of that material, if not all of it, was from that fateful day in Charlottesville, Virginia. And there's not a lot of options right now in terms of how do people understand that music is not necessarily always to be taken lightly. It's delivered in increasingly superficial and light methods. We're devaluing music financially, of course, and we're devaluing it in every other way, politically, emotionally. And as we were mixing that song, I think just the power of the simplicity of the song and the intensity of the lyric and the openness of the lyric and realizing that also, once again, you know, as I was talking about, I harp on certain things these days. One of them is the obsession with novelty that I understand and have been guilty of, but that I feel is extremely dangerous. And, you know, remembering how, you know, it wasn't that long before that these events in Charlottesville had happened, and just being stricken, as we may often be, by the fact that devastating culture shifting events happen and fade from memory for most of us very, 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 very quickly these days.
And the numbers get so high of the dead flying through the sky. Oh, I don't know why love comes.